SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have you with us here. Big night ahead. Of course, what we usually do on Friday nights, hour one, college football preview and picks. Hour two, NFL preview and picks. Heading into another big football weekend. Joe's as happy as it gets. We've cleared the decks. Done with the baseball. World Series over. Get it out of here. The golf, pretty much non-existent until January. Him. Joe already has it. You got anything in the NBA tonight, Joe? No NBA. It's football. So away we go. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Ferta to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. What's up, brother man? How are you? Another week, number 10 of college football. Let me tell you.
Double digits here. I know how you start to get. I know what happens here. Like, we flip the calendar in November. You start looking, man, only four games left for this team. Only four games left. Bowl college football play. Before you know it, it's February and Joe's got no college football till August. And it just goes way too fast for Joe. He can't take how fast the season goes. He doesn't like it.
No, but the last month of the season will keep me prepped and ready. And let's not forget, I'm on an absolute heater in college picks. 10-4. Yes, me, not you. That's it. Close the gap.
I basically punted last week because I was away and I didn't get to do.
Yeah, we're making excuses.
I've got 2 weeks. You made me play that week zero when I didn't like any of the games and I ended up taking a couple hits that weekend. And then last week, of course, I was away and I was like, it was like under pressure. I didn't do the usual prep that I do all week long. So that's why I had the week that I had. Despite all of that, I'm still in the lead for the year. Despite all of those things happening.
How many games?
It's only a couple games now. You've caught it. You've ran into it a little bit.
You had seven.
Was that the biggest deficit? Was seven the biggest deficit? It's down to two. Yeah. So we get ourselves a winning week this week, and we'll be fine. Last week was the first real bad week I had all year. So. First real bad week that I had.
It's always an excuse. Hey, you sound like Aaron Rodgers.
I wouldn't call it excuses. I would just call it reasons. You know, that's what I would call it. I wouldn't call it excuses. I would just say there's reasons for when things don't go right for me. That's it. You know, you're the encyclopedia of college football, so you should have it a little bit more, you know, you're a little dialed in. You know what? You got a lot going on all week. Bowden Blitz, the college football today. You got everything him. You're all lined up. By the time you get to me on Friday night, that's it. You should have everything locked and loaded, ready to go with the picks. And I've already heard you kind of drop in that you have got, you know, the crypto lead pipe double nickel lock of the century this weekend. You've got four premium games on your card. You've got all the buzzwords. You've got all the buzzwords for all these games on your card this week.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely, Carver. That's it. Yeah, I'm locked. I'm ready, and that's it. I have nothing else to say because I'm here to win this week. All right, I'm here to showcase my talent. All right, and just beat you over the head with a club. That's all I'm here to do.
That's nice. It. Bullet. I mean, how about you stop worrying about beating me? It's not. I know it's a What it's most important, Joe, is for the people. I mean, for the people's what matters. I mean, forget me and you. It's the people. Are you there for the people? And that's what counts, Joe, is what it, that's what it really should be about. Not about yourself.
Oh, really? Okay, thanks, Coach. All right, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm way. I'm not going nowhere. I didn't fight any tomato cans, okay? I didn't have any easy, layup weeks.
That's debatable.
Okay?
Debatable.
All right? We played on the road. Wherever these teams wanted to play, we played them. We played them on a cement, schoolyard, okay? That's where we play.
Since you bring that up, speaking of schoolyards and different types of fields, we've had some good Friday night college football slates this year. Where's the Big Ten game tonight? Where's the ACC game tonight? What happened here, Joe? Why am I looking at this? UConn and Georgia State? USF and FAU? I mean, come on. What? Even this Boise game is not enough for me to sink my teeth into. Where's the big-time game tonight?
San Diego State!
It doesn't get you excited. It just doesn't. The spread's 24.5, Joe. I mean, what's exciting about that game?
How about a big game in New York, Yale-Columbia? You want to jump in on that?
Come on, Ivy League football. It's just like, come on. Come on. What are you doing in
Columbia?
I mean, you got to be kidding me. Ivy League football. Nobody cares about that. I don't care about Ivy League football.
It's good football.
It's not good.
Discipline.
You go bet a G League game in the NBA. I mean, what are you doing?
You're so bad, man.
Joe, come on. It's Ivy League. Get serious. What do you like with the Boise here with the 24.5 on the blue turf? You like this?
Nah, I mean, I'm not laying 24.5 with Ashton Genty. I'm taking San Diego State. They're 2-0 in the conference.
Oh, is that right?
Come on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I tell you, they could deal Boise a big blow for that group of five, group of four, whatever the hell they call it now, college football.
Want to take them? Come on.
I don't actually. I think 20. I actually think 24.5 is a little too heavy. I think it's too heavy. I don't know if I want to run to the window with the Aztecs, but I think laying it with Boise is a little too much. Okay. What about the total?
All right.
Total?
Last week was 53. They thought it would be a dead over.
I don't trust San Diego State in games in the the 50s or more.
Like 56.5.
Because you know what they want to control the ball, control the
clock.
Let's
take Marquez Cooper for San Diego State over 80 rushing.
I can't take that, Joe. You know that. I can't take it. You could take it and you can let the people in on it.
I'm going to take him for 100.
Okay.
Marquez Cooper. Okay. And I'm going to take
the Syndicate have some big hits last night during the Jet-Texan game? Syndicate popping off?
Donnie killed it last night. I only had Tank Dell. Tank Dell, I needed.
I did too. I played 100 plus for him, Joe. Had the 100 plus.
It wasn't good for me though. Not a good night. I've been a little cold on primetime. I'm not gonna lie.
Syndicate? You've been cold with the Syndicate team on Mondays and Thursdays?
A couple of cold place.
Wow.
It happens.
Unbelievable.
It
happens. It's the middle of the year. You gotta try to reshuffle the deck a little bit. Get yourself back on the path.
You know what it was? I was hot with the pros, and I hit Sunday's game. I mean, I hit the Patriots. I told you that. So, killed that.
Yeah, you did well with that. You did well with that. Well, we got a lot of stuff to get to here, Joe, over the next couple of hours.
Wait.
Of course, we'll do all the college this hour, the NFL next hour, and we will get the picks in, of course, as well in the next 2 hours. So we have a lot going on. No Matias. Happy birthday to Matias.
Happy birthday. I didn't know it was his birthday.
And we've got Bavona in the mix tonight as he'll be hanging out with us too. So a very busy Friday night. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, start looking at all of these enormous games that we are going to have in college football coming up this weekend. Mm. On the grid. All right, Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Down 159 here with you on a Friday night on the grid. All right, they are underway, Joe, on the blue turf as a quick three and out for San Diego State to start the game. Looks like they'll be punting not even a minute in. What's that we got?
Not good.
Not the start that you're looking for, that's for sure. All right, we got a lot to get to, Joe. Obviously, several huge games on the card. We'll do the picks at the end of this hour. But we have to clearly start with this game because this is the biggest game going on Saturday. I'm sure one or both of us is picking it later, but one way or the other, we always got to talk up the big one, and that's the noon East kick in Happy Valley. Ohio State, Penn State, a lot on the line here, Joe, in terms of really for both coaches when you think about it. I love to hammer home the Franklin stuff with the 1-9 against Ohio State, 1-8 against top 10 teams, 1-6 against top 5 teams. Like, you could throw all the James Franklin's got a lot of bad numbers. But it's also been a long time for Ryan Day, with a top 5 win, which is what this would qualify as with Penn State being number 3 in the country now. The report on Friday was that Aller's going to play on Saturday, that he will be in the saddle for Penn State. With this noon East kickoff, everybody's going to be there. Everybody's very excited. Your thoughts, Joe, here, Ohio State, Penn State, who can afford to, like, when you think about who can afford to lose it more, that's very tough, because Ohio State already has a loss, right? And getting that second loss, when you look at how the Big Ten's kind of going right now with, you know, a couple teams still undefeated, one losses, second loss going to hurt them maybe down the road. And I don't think you want to play with that kind of fire.
No, but here's the thing. I mean, Penn State does have top 10 wins or top 25 wins. They got one against Illinois. They, you know, they beat up on USC. They weren't right when they did that. No, I understand that, but they're undefeated, right? So you can only play who you can play. Up until this point, I mean, Ohio State went toe-to-toe with the number one team ranked in the nation, and they were still lost by a point, right? They have two losses, and depending upon how they lose, I don't know. You tell me. Would you take a two-loss Ohio State team? Where's the best win that they have up until this point?
Well, you know what? That's fair, Joe. I can understand that. I mean, you look at who they've beaten. It's not exactly the murderer's row. Akron, Western Michigan, Marshall, Michigan State, Iowa, and Nebraska. You know, but I go to look at Penn State, and I kind of feel the same way. Now, you like to bring up Illinois. Illinois, I get their rank. They're not a big-time team. Penn State's supposed to beat Illinois, especially at home. USC, I guess, isn't as great as we all thought they were going to be this year. Still a nice win for them to come back. But if they ever get through this, Joe, let's say Franklin actually can pull this off on Saturday. They should, and we know crazy things happen in college football, but they should be able to get themselves to the Big Ten title game undefeated. I mean, Washington at home, at Purdue, at Minnesota, Maryland at home. You know, that's a smooth November, Joe, if they can get through Ohio State on Saturday.
Washington is the wideout, right?
Washington's got no chance at Penn State. No shot. They have no shot.
Just hang on one second. They struggled against UCLA at home.
Yeah.
Maryland, Minnesota's playing well. Minnesota could beat them. Especially if they pick up the victory in Illinois this weekend. They'll be 6-3, 7-3. I mean, come on. They beat them in years past.
If he wins this game on Saturday and loses to one of these jokers at the end of the year, then he really is as bad as I thought. If he finally wins this game and then stubs his toe on one of these games, that's awful.
Yeah.
If he does that. Awful, Joe. Okay. You can't do that. Can't
All
do
right.
it. Can't lose any foot. Will he get through Saturday first, Joe? Is he going to get through Saturday
first? Yes, I think he will. I think he will. Because I'm not, again, I'm not sold on Will Howard. And I'll continue to go down this drum. I don't think Will Howard is good.
Sold on Aller?
Not sold on Aller, but the fact that he's playing at home, that matters. If Aller was on the road like he was last year and he laid an egg and they lost 20-12, you know, think about this. The 3.5 is the lowest spread in the last, what, 10 years? Last year was 4, 4.5, almost 5. Right? This year it's 3.5. Years right. past, it was 18, 13, 11, 10.5. We've never seen a spread this low, you know, and in Happy Valley. The year that they beat them with the pit, with the block, they were 20.5 point dogs. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, look, would it shock you if Ohio State won? No, they've won 7 straight in the series. They've won the last 4 by 10.7 points per game. You know what I mean? I mean, it wouldn't shock you if you say Ohio State won by 7. So you're not going out on a limb. I mean, they won 7 straight in the series. They always beat them.
No. They always beat them. It's expected, right. I just honestly. Think, even at this right. place, I think it's expected that Ohio State won.
Well, that's the thing. I just think it comes down to me, the quarterbacks. I think it's more of an equal. You know, you want to say Howard and Aller are equal. I'll give you that. But the fact that Aller's at home and they can run the football, I think, a little bit better, I think that's why Penn State wins. I think it's like a 24-20 game. I don't think it's high scoring.
A blue-collar game? A little blue-collar under, maybe, for you? Blue-collar on a Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. No blue. Yeah, look, I think it's going to be a close game as well, for a little while at least. We'll find out later. What I think. I think Ohio State's going to win, Joe, honestly. Carver and Lucy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Yeah, but the 3.5 is tricky. It's very tricky, Joe. I think Ohio State's going to win, but I'm not sure it's going to be a blowout. Carver and Lucy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here we go on a Friday night on the grid. Of course, going through the college. We'll do the picks starting in next segment. We'll do the NFL next hour. All right, Joe. By the way, Boise already on the board. Up 7-0 against San Diego State. It was not Genty who scored, by the way. It was a pass. He had, I think, 18 yards on the first drive for them. Let me bounce around here, Joe, because I think we're going to probably pick a couple of these really big games. I'm going to try to throw one here that maybe we're not going to pick for this segment. How about Florida-Georgia, Joe? You on that game? You on the Florida-Georgia game this week? You are on that game. Look at Joe all over the place. How about Oregon-Michigan? You on that game?
Yes.
Yes, he is. Joe's playing the big teams this week. He's got all the top teams on his
bell
card.
Bell cows.
Got the bell cows he's ringing. All right, so you're going to make me go to the lesser tier of games. You know what? We'll go ahead and do that, Joe. How about Ole Miss in Arkansas, Joe? Are you dabbling in that, too, in Fayetteville? You got a little something going? You are. You picking that game, too? In the Ole Miss-Arkansas game? Joe.
It's
what
possible.
Can I get Joe with here? What can we get Joe with? How about Texas Tech? Are you going with them this week? You have Texas Tech in Ames?
No. It's a wait-and-see approach. So Brennan Morton's supposed to start. He got hurt last week. So the line, here's the problem. You know how these reports go. There's no injury reports in the Big 12. I'm piped into the beat writers, they said he had a very good practice on Tuesday, looked strong, but I'm telling you, there's a significant drop-off between Brennan Morton and the kid Hammond that's a deer in the headlights. The redshirt freshman on the run. So I can't back Texas Tech just yet until I get confirmation that Brennan Morton is there. I think he will be. So I'm still going to bet them, but it's more, it won't make the best bet page.
Well, why don't you just DM Joey and he'll tell you. Send Joey a message and find out if he'll let you know who's playing. He knows. He knows who's already going to be in there. Ask your buddy.
Let me tell you,
that's your guy.
They had TCU dead to rights. They fell behind 14-3.
That was a wild game.
The kid gets hurt. They still covered, but the kid, the redshirt freshman has no idea what he's doing. The kid Hammond has no idea what he's doing.
He stinks, Joe. He stinks, that kid. He can't play.
I'm telling you is, if he does play, Iowa State's going to boat race them.
Now, Iowa State's still undefeated in the Big 12, as they have got they got themselves in a really cushy spot right now. Who do they have after Texas Tech? Do they have anybody of consequence? Who do they got coming up that can try to break that up for them? Let's see. Kansas, Cincinnati, Utah, and Kansas State, they play the last game of the season.
K-State is the one.
Man, what a shame to see Utah fall from grace, huh, Joe? Utah 4-4 this year.
They're calling for Winningham now. They want him to give it up.
Oh, yeah, is that right? They're trying to ship him out?
Yeah.
They want him out of there?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do. That's you go and you go and name the successor, and then suddenly everybody wants the next great thing. So they're going to start to push you around a little bit. That's kind of how it goes. Chop him. Get him out.
Chop him. Chopped.
I'll stay with some other Big 12 stuff that I don't think you're going to pick. Kansas State's laying 13 on the road at Houston. You know, Houston's been
spunky.
A little bit better than I thought. You know, they beat Utah. They beat TCU. You know, they've got a couple of wins.
I gave out
here.
The over 3.5 preseason with Willie Fritz.
You did. And they're at 3 right now, right? 3-5?
Yep. Yep.
Can they win any of these last four? I don't know. Kansas State, Arizona, Baylor, and BYU. You need them to win one of those games.
Arizona's dead to rights, though, lately. I mean, Arizona, didn't they pack it in for the most part, Arizona?
You think they're going to pack it in Orlando tomorrow against UCF?
It's a tough game. It's a tough game. And, I just feel like everybody.
55.5? These UCF games are usually.
What was the final in the BYU game? 38-24 or something?
Yes. 37-24.
That game went under last week, right?
No, it wasn't. Was it in the 60s? Maybe it was.
I think it was.
Carton Releasing Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. We'll start the college picture weekend after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On a Friday night, you know what that means. College this hour, NFL next hour. It is time for the picks for week 10. Double digits, which makes Joe very upset. That means he knows we're turning the corner here. And we also get, Joe, what, Tuesday the first ranking from the Crack Crab and Lobster Committee, right?
Yep, and we get to Maction.
Yeah, I know. Everybody always gets excited about Maction. How come everybody didn't give all these Conference USA Tuesday and Wednesday night games any gas the last few weeks? We've heard of all that. Everybody just waits for Maction over the next few. All right, Joe, 5-2 last week, almost back to 500, 33-34 on the season. He's needed these last 2 weeks to climb himself back towards that number. 2-5 for me last week, my worst week of the season. I'm still over, though, at 35-32 as we head into week number 10. All right, Joe, fire us up here. Let us go. What do you got?
All right, pick number one. We're going out to Army. A little bit of a rivalry game. Now, if you remember last year, you and I were sitting on the 17-1 ticket with Air Force walking in at home, laying 12, 13.5 against Army. They got absolutely smacked in the face. Now the roles are reversed. We got Army undefeated. Air Force can't cover a number. 1-6 overall, kid me. Air Force, the line opened up at 23.5. It's down to 21.5. I don't know if they win it at Carver, but I'm willing to take 3 touchdowns with the Falcons. Pick number one, give me Air Force. You know me, I love to work out, and I love to row the boat. Illinois in the series has won 3 straight against Minnesota, but what happened? They went on the road to Oregon, got absolutely smashed by a more physical Oregon Duck team. On the flip side, you have a Minnesota team That's 5-3, fighting for bowl contention. They're averaging 27 points per game. Back end has only given up 162 passing yards to opposing quarterbacks. I'm going to row the boat with PJ. I'm gonna row the boat. I'm going to lay the 3.5. This is a clear-cut divergence. We have 70% of the public on Illinois, yet the line is going the other way. I'm laying it with the Golden Gophers, pick number 2 for Lisi's Locks. All right? Crypto coming out right here. Big crypto play. We know Michigan sucks. I know Michigan sucks. We all know Michigan sucks. But I'll tell you this. You got the number one team in the nation coming into your house. Michigan still only lost one home game to Texas over the past 3 seasons. I know Davis Warren is taking over the reins. They're only averaging 130 yards, but they're going to run it. Run it, Donovan. Big game, Donovan. A little mullings in your life. Donovan Edwards' number is 30.5. He might get to 80. They shorten the game somehow, some way. I don't know if Oregon loses, but you want to give me 14.5? This is a lead pipe sledgehammer lock. Michigan plus the points against top-ranked Oregon. Not in our house, not in your house, and certainly not in my house. I'm picking the 14.5 with the Wolverines. Pick number 3, rivalry game, Georgia, Florida. Oh, baby, you know how I love those dogs. They've won 3 straight in the series, Carver, by an average margin of victory of 24 points per game. All they do is bark. They smashed Quinn Ewers and Texas, right? Oh, Billy Napier only put up a 48-point spot a couple weeks ago coming out of a bye week. But guess what Napier and the Gators are playing with? Let me hear it, Carver. Let me hear it. Yeah, it's house money, baby. They play it with house money. Not your money. Certainly not mine. But the 14.5 is house money. What did Georgia's defense have problems with? They had problems with the mobility of Jalen Milroe a couple of weeks ago. Lagway, especially with the week of preparation, they could put in some wrinkles. I like the Gators to keep this game close. You know me. I never go against the dogs. I'm going against the dogs right now. Line movement suggests Florida's going to be in this game on a neutral field. Don't like the fact that Carson Beck is a little turnover prone. Give me the Gators plus the 14.5. Steel pipe, sledgehammer, copper play, crypto special. The Gators plus the 14.5 over the dogs. Pick number 4. How about that? How about this team, Carver? They impressed me the last couple of weeks. They get the victory a couple of weeks ago against Texas Tech. They smashed Texas Tech by 24.5. They then played Oklahoma State as a gutty team. Oklahoma State's down and out, but that was still a tricky game for Baylor. Now they get TCU in their place. This team right now has 5 wins. They're fighting for bowl contention. I think Baylor potentially could be live here. They're laying a field goal at home. I'm not sold on Sonny Dykes in that defense. If Brennan Morton was in that game, they would have given up 45 points. I'm laying it with Baylor, pick number 3. All right, here you go. Pick number 5, that was. Pick number 6. Dun 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 dun. All I know is this. Will Rogers is reverting back to his old self. Couple of interceptions last week against Indiana. Woody Marks and USC ran it right down Rutgers' throat. This is a game, Lincoln Riley, basically a pick'em lane 1.5 against Jed Fish and Washington. Will Rogers going up against Miller Moss? Are you kidding me? Steel pipe lock number 4, USC. Number 3, USC laying the 1.5. And I'm going to give out 4 locks. You know what? I don't care. Clemson's won 8 straight in the series against Louisville, okay? They've won 4 games at home this year by an average margin of victory of 28.4 points per game. They're 3-1 against the number. But what do I always say, baby? Sometimes a bye week could be a benefit or a detriment in regards to when it comes in the season. This offense was hitting on all cylinders, baby. They get the bye week. That could disrupt the timing. And Jeff Brohm catching 10.5 points. Hey, they got the big 3. Tyler Shuck. They got Isaac Brown, Ja'Cory Brooks. Give me Louisville. I don't know if they win, but I'm willing to take the 10.5 with the Cardinals. Steel pipe lock. Number four, the Cardinals plus the points. There we go. I'm going to read them off to you. Air Force plus the 21.5. Minnesota minus the 3.5. Louisville plus the 10.5. Florida plus the 14.5. Michigan plus the 14.5. Baylor minus the 3. And USC minus the 1.5.
All right. We'll do mine after the break. Before we go to the break, let me just say a couple things to you here. Number one, you told me you were picking Ole Miss at Arkansas. You didn't pick Ole Miss at
Arkansas.
I know.
I took it off. So, I took it off. I tell you what, Arkansas has covered four straight.
Hold on. I might be picking it. Hold on.
They've covered four straight.
So give me a moment here. Number two, I thought you were picking the Ohio State-Penn State game, but you just said you like Penn State earlier. That wasn't one of your picks. You think Penn State's going to win.
Correct.
Number three, a couple of these games that are not on my card. Number one, I agree with you with Minnesota. That's everybody's on Illinois this week. I haven't heard anybody who doesn't like Illinois at home. Dogs to Minnesota. You got to be kidding me here. Oh, big Brett, what he's done this year. I'm with you, Joe. I actually think Minnesota's the play in that game. Laying the points on the road doesn't make much sense to me. I can't go with you on Michigan. I think Michigan, and I'm not picking this one, I think Michigan is going to get absolutely smashed by Oregon in the Big House. Not a good year there for Michigan football. I know, and it's a good thing they just won a national championship because Texas went in there and shoved it down their throat, and now Oregon's going to go in there and shove it down their throat. So that's twice this year in Ann Arbor that they're going to get smashed. We'll come back, Joe, and I'll give you mine, and then we'll run through everything that we didn't mention. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. One other thing, Joe. What did you have Baylor at for your picks? Because I saw them go to 3.5 tonight. 3.5 tonight on FanDuel. So
I'll take 3.5.
That's obviously a big difference. Do you still want to take him at 3.5?
Yeah.
I don't know if you still want.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take him.
Okay. So, yeah, that was the only number that I saw that I think was different than what you said. But all your other numbers seem to be on par and ready to go. All right, Joe, are you ready for my side here? The picks for this week on Carver and Lisi for me. All right, I'm going to actually start, Joe, with a noon game, and maybe not one that you would think of, and that's at the Carrier Dome, or whatever the hell they call it now. It's not called the Carrier Dome anymore, right, Joe? They call it something else now up there. Syracuse has Vatek coming in, and Vatek's been okay this year, but mostly in Blacksburg, they've been okay. Syracuse is coming off, do you believe this, Joe? They haven't been at home in a month. They've been on the road the last three games, and they're finally returning home where they played well this year. They beat Georgia Tech at home in conference play, and now you get McCord back in the dome. Joe, I'm trying to figure it out here. Virginia Tech's favored on the road in Syracuse. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I saw it at 4 here tonight. Cuse plus the 4 at home, Joe. And in fact, obviously, if we'll take the 4 for our picks, I think outright Syracuse is going to beat Virginia Tech on Saturday afternoon up there. So that's pick number one, the Orange, plus the 4 against Virginia Tech. Pick number two, Texas A&M coming off a huge win, Joe, huge win over LSU last week, and I've seen it all week long. Trap game spot, bad spot, go to Columbia, Beamer, Gamecocks, blah, 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 blah. South Carolina sucks. Let's just lay it out right down on the line, Joe. You know it. I know it. Everyone knows it. Yes, they throw you a couple. They'll give you a hard effort once in a while here or there. This guy Elko has Texas A&M on the path right now. And I do not believe that after a huge win over LSU, undefeated in the SEC, eyes on the prize that can get them to Atlanta for the SEC title game, that they are going to go into Columbia and stub their toe. I don't see it, Joe. I am taking Texas A&M. Now, are they going to blow them out by 30? No, I don't think they're going to do that. Could they get pushed for 2.5 quarters, maybe 3? Sure, maybe. But they're going to win. Texas A&M minus the 2.5. Pick number 2 for me. Pick number 3. I'm actually going to, this will be my last one kind of off the grid for you, Joe. I'm going Mountain West on Saturday night. I love this game for whatever reason. Sometimes, Joe, you know, I find these games and they call to me all week long and I have to stay with it. Colorado State undefeated in Mountain West play so far. They're 3-0 in the mix here with Boise, and it'll probably just Boise tonight after they smash San Diego State. But still, Colorado State undefeated, going on the road, undefeated in conference, going on the road to Nevada on Saturday night. Nevada stinks. Colorado State, short favorite on the road, -2.5. I think they smashed them, Joe. Nevada got smashed on the islands last week by Hawaii, who stinks. Colorado State, -2.5, pick number 3. Next, I thought you were going after Cignetti this week. Where was that? You told me the other night, going after them again. We're going to go after Michigan State to play. Well, Joe, you didn't do it. You backed off. You backed down. You didn't go after Cignetti like you said you were going to do. But what's they been doing for me, Joe? Bringing me to the window. Every single week. Just bringing me right to that window, and we're going to go right back to it again. They have plenty of times this year gotten me the over by themselves. By themselves. And I think once again we're going to be in play for that because I think they'll score in the 40s, even against Jonathan Smith's Michigan State Spartans. So 52.5, Joe, over Indiana and Michigan State, over the 52.5 in East Lansing. Keep the train moving. How about an under in the Big Ten now? Oh, Saturday night in Iowa, the Badgers and the Hawkeyes, Joe. Usually, oh, right down, under, baby, under. McNamara out for Iowa. Wisconsin's been playing a little bit better. 41.5, an Iowa game at home in the 40s, Joe? I know they've scored some more points this year, but McNamara's not playing. Under 41.5 for Iowa and Wisconsin on Saturday night. Under the lights. Next, Duke and Miami, noon kick at Hard Rock. Duke has been good to me as well. Manny Diaz returning back home, used to coach the Canes, of course, back in the day. I don't think there's any way, Joe, that Duke's going to beat Miami. I don't think there's any way. But I've watched Miami sweat enough in these games this year that giving me almost 3 touchdowns in this spot, that seems pretty good to me. I'm going to take Duke with the 20.5. In Hard Rock against the Canes. Manny Diaz, Murphy, and the crew are going to keep us close. Maybe they'll even have a chance, Joe. Maybe for the outright, but Miami will do what they've done all year long. Just get by and make it happen. And the final pick for me, Joe, is I'm going to go back to that Ohio State-Penn State game. I kind of, kind of razzle-dazzled you a little bit earlier. I think Ohio State is going to smash Penn State in this game. This is a touchdown, maybe 10, maybe double-digit type of win for them. Franklin always comes up small in this spot. The quarterback is hurt. He probably shouldn't even be playing. So we're going to get the gutsy quarterback effort that's going to go backwards for them. Ohio State -3.5 in Beaver Stadium against the Lions. Duke +20.5. Indiana, Michigan State over 52.5. Wisconsin, Iowa under 41.5. Colorado State -2.5, Texas A&M -2.5, and Syracuse +4, Joe, my picks for week number 10.
Yeah, I mean, I like a couple of them, you know. I don't like the Indiana pick. I think Indiana does, in fact, get pushed to the limit, you know. So the Iowa game.
I'm taking the over. Taking the over.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see 24-20, something ugly.
Well, let's hear about it when we come back, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 with you on a Friday night. All right, Joe. First of all, I could see Michigan State possibly pushing Indiana in this game too, because eventually the dust is going to go dry at some point, right? The stardust for Indiana eventually probably go dry. I think they're going to win, though, Joe. I wouldn't lay to 7.5, but I think they're going to win the football game. I think they're going to win all the way up to the Ohio State game and then lose that one. But you can't deny, Joe, that this guy, he scores tons of points every week. And I think even if there is a push, because they'll give up a couple also. I think the game is going to get over like they usually do with Indiana games.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis Rourke is playing. So, I mean, that's a great sign, right? Can Michigan State shut down the run? I'll just say Michigan State secondary is only giving up .186. .160, I think, 167 through the air. So that's the matchup, right? You know, the fact that Indiana and Curtis Rourke is on the road. He's missed a game. Is the wrist, is everything okay? If so, they should win handily. But you know how it goes, Carver. It's easier said than done.
It is. Duke and Miami for you, Joe. What about Duke and Miami on Saturday afternoon?
I like Duke. Malik Murphy's been a great addition. You know, their secondary's given up only 57% in terms of completion percentage. They forced, 9 interceptions, 3 last week against SMU. They had them dead to rights. Again, I'm with you. I don't know if they win, but, we saw Miami go toe-to-toe with Cal, Virginia Tech, Louisville. I mean, Louisville's an above-average team, but, I mean, Duke has got 2 losses. Duke is a well-coached team where if they're able to run the football and get, a 7 or an 8 minute drive to start, game on. You know, this game gets out of control if Cam Ward lights it up.
You seem to be shaking your head like you liked Syracuse with me against Virginia Tech.
I like the over there, Carver. Don't you?
Oh, okay. I could see points.
No?
I could see points. Yeah, I could see points. But I gravitated to Cuse getting the points at home fairly quickly. It was it kind of came to me, Joe, and that was that. I was getting involved one way or the other. Wisconsin, Iowa, Joe. I'm on the under. What do you like?
I would take the points with Wisconsin, but Luke Fickell hasn't won a big game since he's been in Wisconsin. I mean, when's he going to win something? No? No.
He can win as long as it's like 13-10.
Did you see that? He cost me a parlay last week. I needed over in the game, and they're on the 10-yard line. He can't get a garbage touchdown.
You sound like you think Texas A&M is going to have a problem in Columbia against South Carolina.
I do. Marcel Reed, I do. I think that's secondary. Let me tell you, South Carolina's given up 18 points per game. They're giving up 112 rushing yards per game.
Not enough to make it a best bet.
I crossed it out.
At least I put it on the card. I felt strong.
Carver, I'm trying to make up ground on you, okay?
You don't feel strong about it enough to make up ground.
Could have been a two-game flip for you. Arkansas and South Carolina on the card. I took them both off. I moved to Arkansas. Instead of Arkansas, I took Baylor. And instead of South Carolina, I took USC. Now what are you going to say? Tough guy.
We'll see how it goes for you. Could have been a chance for a two-game swing, maybe, if all that goes through. Under again, or are you going to check the over in that Army-Air Force game? I know you like Air Force, but it's an under every year. You going after the under or the over?
No, I'm not touching it. Last year's game was over, by the way, wasn't it, or no?
No, it was not. It was like 20-3 or something like that. It was a well under that game last year. There are like 5 or 6 games I haven't touched on with you that neither of us picked. So we'll come back and quickly breeze through those, including that Ole Miss Arkansas game. And then, Joe, we will start all the NFL preview and picks for week number. Where are we in the NFL? 9. Carver Leach, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.